I'm Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Evening News for Thursday, August 31. Coming up, first zone of special operations to be declared in short order. Government closer to acquiring equipment to scan containers and FinSAC report to be tabled by the end of this year. The news in detail after the break.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Now the news. The first zone of special operations is to be declared in a matter of days. Speaking Thursday at a sensitization session for Justices of the Peace, JPs, Justice Minister Delroy Chuck said in the last 6 weeks, members of the security forces have been trained to effectively carry out their functions in the zones.
Everything is in place. The security forces who are to operate in the first several zones have been put on ready alert. The social agencies, we have met in terms of putting out immediately once a zone has been declared and there is stability in the zone, the immediate social intervention.
Once an area is cordoned off, persons will be given an opportunity to surrender their weapons. Technology will be used to carry out the relevant search while the special operation is in effect. Minister Chuck says no advanced notice will be given for areas that will be declared a zone to prevent the relocation of illegal weapons and ammunition. Minister of Finance and the Public Service Audley Shaw says the government is closer to acquiring state-of-the-art equipment to scan goods coming through the ports. The technology, he says, is being assessed by a team from the ministry and the Jamaica Customs Agency.
That procurement is imminent. We are literally putting it together now. As a matter of fact, the commissioner and my own Minister of State, Favour Williams, have already made several trips abroad to look at different models of surveillance. Because it is an important feature, not just in revenue protection, but even more importantly, in preserving a modicum, serious modicum of national security.
Minister Shaw notes that the new scanning system will allow the scanning of all imported goods ranging from sizes smaller than a barrel up to the size of a 40-foot container. In the meantime, Jamaica Customs Agency, JCA, has commissioned a newly rebuilt jetty into service. The key will be used for monitoring vessels at the Port Royal Suffren's Wharf and will improve the JCA's surveillance and rummaging capacity. Commissioner of Customs Velma Ricketts-Walker, speaking at the commissioning service Wednesday, said the new dock is expected to increase activities in the Port Royal area.
The reconstruction of this jetty by the Jamaica Customs Agency is of critical importance in keeping with our border protection mandate, that we keep our ports safe and ultimately our society and economy from illegal imports and illicit trading activities.
The jetty will also accommodate Skip Jack and Skip McLaughlin, the agency's surveillance vessels, previously housed at the Royal Jamaica Yacht Club. Also attending the commissioning ceremony were Minister of Finance and the Public Service Audley Shaw and Member of Parliament for East Kingston and Port Royal Philip Polwell, who both welcomed the new facility, built at a cost of approximately $35 million. And the report from the FinSAC Commission of Inquiries to be submitted to the government before the end of the year. Finance Minister Audley Shaw says the government has committed to providing the funding to complete the report in short order. The report seeks to analyze the circumstances which led to the collapse of Jamaica's financial sector in the 1990s.
That report is now due between October and November, no later, of this year. This report is expected to document the finding from the worst ever financial disaster in our banking and business sectors and will help us to learn from the hard lessons of that financial catastrophe.
Mr. Shaw was speaking at a recent press conference at the Finance Ministry. That was the GIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.